On the island of St Kilda, the people led a unique and unchanging way of life. Cut off from the mainland for most of their history, and with a population never exceeding 200, the islanders had more in common with the people of Tristan da Cunha than the city dwellers of Edinburgh and Glasgow. But with the onset of the First World War, daily communication with the mainland was established for the first time, steadily marking the beginning of the end of St Kilda. In August 1930, the remaining inhabitants left the island for good, and the tiny community that had survived over 2,000 years vanished forever.